Growing up is hard enough for most young people, but how different would it be if you couldn't view the world through your eyes?
No, can't see something there, which I'm glad about.
Blindness to me is just another aspect of like what makes me who I am.
This film follows four young blind people on the rollercoaster ride to adulthood as they try to work out what they want from their lives. Finding their way in the adult world, being accepted for who they are, and becoming independent.
You ever seen a blind man building furniture? It's very fun.
26-year-old Scott and 23-year-old Katie are a blind couple who live together in North London. Scott and Katie have been together for 4 years.
Scott wouldn't get out of bed. I pulled the duvet off and I needed him to get up and do housework.
Scott was born with absolutely no sight. Katie is visually impaired. She struggles to see anything that is not close up and directly in front of her. Like many 20-something couples, they are facing dilemmas about their future.
Everyone's getting engaged, married, or buying a house, apart from me.
Scott has been asked to be the best man at a close friend's wedding, so he and Katie are heading into central London to buy him a new suit.
So I can hear escalators, but I can't see them. Right. Oh, they're down. I've got a feeling we need to go up.
I like to live life to the full, kind of, you know, sometimes to the extreme.
Dwight is in his final year of music college. He lives at home with his mum and brother in Shoreham-by-Sea.
I was born blind in my right eye, and I've got about 2 or 3% vision in my left.
Even wearing his powerful glasses, Dwight can only make out rough shapes of things that are very close by. Dwight has never had a girlfriend. Now that he's turned 18, he has decided that the time has come to do something about it.
Now I want some change.
It's a big night for Dwight. He is heading to Brighton to make his first ever trip to a nightclub, an environment that will deprive him of his key sense, hearing.
I imagine it to be really, really dark with, like, I don't know, sort of loads of flashbulbs and stuff.
Once Dwight has got his bearings, he starts to think about trying to meet some girls.
A sighted girl isn't necessarily going to completely get me. I'll always feel like I'm on my own, really, because whether you like it or not, we're in two different worlds.